South Carolina federal judge, Obama appointee. Rules signatures don't have to match absentee ballots. By Joel B. Polak on October 27, 2020. A federal judge in South Carolina ruled Tuesday that local election authorities cannot discard absentee ballots whose signatures do not match those on file. U.S. District Judge Richard Mark Gergel, an appointee of President Barack Obama, said that the signature authorization procedures being used by local authorities were subjective. The State, a Columbia, South Carolina-based newspaper, reported. The ruling applies only to voter signature mismatches. When election officials determine a voter's signature on an absentee ballot does not resemble the signature on file, voters who return absentee ballots without their own signature or without a witness signature, unless they were received by October 7, will still, as of this moment, have their votes discounted and not be afforded an opportunity to correct the deficiency. While South Carolina law directs poll managers to compare voters' signatures on the poll list, where they sign their name before voting, with their signature on their identification card, nothing in the state code expressly allows county boards of voter registration and elections to employ any type of signature matching procedure upon receipt of an absentee ballot. The judge added that matching the signatures was a significant burden on the right to vote, The Washington Post noted. The state is in the midst of an intense battle over the Senate seat held by Republican Lindsey Graham, who faces a challenge from Jamie Harrison, the most well-funded Senate candidate in American history. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.